This is Dr. Minhasa. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Jessica Murray, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, middle initial L, last name M-U-R-R-A-Y. Date of birth 11-15-1979, date of appointment August 15, 2024, requesting physician Vitina Rufino Mosher, VITINARUFFINO-MOSHERFNP. Dear Vitina Rufino Mosher, I have the pleasure of seeing Jessica Murray today in my office. I appreciate you involving me. In her care, as you know, she is 44-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is having history of migraine since the age of 13 years. Presently, the migraine is 2 to 3 times per week, more around the menstrual period. Headache is at the top of the head and the back of the head. It is gripping. It is electric shock like stabbing pain. It is throbbing with nausea, with vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, with dizziness. She sees spots in front of the eye, not using any medications. She was seen by Dr. Lynch, L-Y-N. CH, who left this area in the past. Presently, she is taking Lexapro 5 mg PO daily, which is recently started. She is having numbness, tingling, and weakness in the upper and lower extremities. She stumbles when she walks. Short-term memory is not good. She leaves things on the stove. Past medical history. History of suicidal ideation, migraine. Past surgical history. Tubal ligation, allergy to sulfa, antibiotic, tramadol, medication Lexapro 5 mg daily, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs, not working. She is married, but please rewrite again. She is divorced and lives with the fiance, have 2 children. Family history, mother alive with heart attack, father alive, hypertension, heart attack, mother also have migraine, 3 sister, 1 with high blood pressure, 1 kidney stone, and 1 anxiety, 3 brother, 1 with cancer, 1 with diabetes. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present. Next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 44-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, migraine. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 4, depression. Number 5, anxiety. Number 6, memory loss. Next paragraph. She's recently started on Lexapro. I will see how this medication will work. If this will not work for her migraine, then I will start the separate medication. I would like to order the blood test, including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. I also want to order the MRI of the brain, EEG, EMG of the upper and lower extremities, and I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.